There is a specific bird in the Dominican Republic. It's called the palm chat. The scientific name is Dulus dominicus. It's a monotypic species, and it's also an endemic species to the island of the Hispaniola, which is Haiti and Dominican Republic. It can only be found in its natural habitat and only in that side of the world. So you will have to travel to the Dominican Republic to actually observe this bird if you want to see like it's in its natural habitat.
All right, good. So
And
humans haven't
also,
screwed that up yet.
yeah, yet being the
They
people.
will, but.
Hopefully not, hopefully not. And the interesting thing about this is it's like its own species. It's not related to anything else but itself. So it has just one family member, which is Dulus dominicus, which is itself.
So
I think
it's the
it's like
only thing in
okay.
its genus. I'm.
Yes.
It, yeah, so it's related to other birds, but it's the only thing in its genus.
Well,
Like we're the only homos left on planet Earth.
yes. So we're also a monotypic species as well. And when we observe this, we can see that although it is a bird, it's really not related to anything but itself. It's only related to itself. Like us humans, we're only related to ourselves.
Right, so this bird has no cousins to kiss.
Yes.
Damn
It really
it.
shows and opens the possibility that it was created, and it wasn't just, it didn't really evolve from anything else.
That's one hypothesis.
Well, yeah, so this is what I was talking about earlier, though. So it's the only thing in its genus, but like it's definitely a bird. So the idea that it's related to other birds makes way more sense than. It's not related to
But it's not.
anything, and it was just spontaneously created and shares all of the major characteristics with all other types of animals that are the same type of animal, meaning, other birds, right?
But it's not related to anything but itself. You see
No,
how we can
that's
see.
definitely not true. It may be the only thing in its own genus, but if we looked at its DNA, we would find that it's 99% similar to all other birds.
Not really. So
Well, what do you mean, not
give you.
really? Yes, it
Let
would.
me give you a, let me give you a brief explanation. So,
Well, is it a bird or not?
it is a bird.
Okay, if it's not related to anything, then it can't be a bird. It would have to be something else.
It's related to only to itself. So, for example, let me tell you,
And
when we observe
other
evolution,
birds, because it's a bird.
when we observe evolution, we can trace what animal, let's say, is, other species evolved from. For example, like the canis, like the dogs, right? The Canidae. So we can observe that like foxes are also same family member. We can also observe, different types of dogs, the wolf, even hyenas. These are all canids. So we can say, hey, maybe from the wolf it came evolving down, and then we have foxes, we have the wolves, we have the dogs, we have the hyenas. But when it comes to this specific bird, there's really nothing we can search. We can see, hey, where did it come from?
It's a
So it's
bird.
like,
It comes from birds.
but where did it come from?
Birds.
Well, we can say that foxes and dogs, they we can say that the wolf watered them down, let's say, for example, right? We can
Well,
see
foxes
they can
didn't
evolve
evolve
from the
from wolves.
there are canids.
Yeah.
Canidae.
But they didn't evolve from each other. They have a common ancestor. But at one point, before
Exactly, a
foxes
common
or
ancestor. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, before
What's the
foxes
common
or wolves
ancestor
exist,
of the palm chat?
I don't know off the top of my head. There's one
It
and a
doesn't
half
have one.
million cataloged species, and I don't
It
know the
doesn't
common
have one.
ancestor of hardly any of them. Nobody does.
It doesn't have one. That's why it's a
Yes,
monotypic
it
species.
does. It's a bird.
If you search
It's related to
monotypic,
birds.
it's related to itself. If you search
Of
monotypic,
I'm related to myself. I have to be.
you're
Dude,
related to
look,
humans.
if it
There's
wasn't, if
only
it
to
didn't
humans.
even. Look, dude, this falls apart very, very early on. If it wasn't related to anything, it wouldn't be a bird. It would be something else entirely. The bird is called the palm chat for anybody wondering, and like literally palm and then chat, one word.
And
But
I
yeah,
want to.
if it wasn't related to anything, it wouldn't be a bird. It would be something completely different. It would be the
Well,
glippity glue.
it would have been related to a different species of birds. But this one is
It
unique in
is.
of itself. It's not.
Everything's unique. Like the Tua, there's also the Tuatara, which is not only the only member of its species. I think, well, let me look this up. It's not only the only member of its genus. I think it's the only member of its family, even, yeah, which exactly. Which it goes back even further. But a Tuatara is a reptile, which means it's related to other reptiles. Now, most animals that have ever lived are extinct, so we don't have the organisms that everything alive today is related to, because they die, they go extinct, partly because of natural disasters, but partly they have to go extinct in order for new organisms to evolve. I mean, if organisms evolve, it means the organisms of the past were different, so they can just go extinct through reproduction. I mean, that just simply happens. So this bird evolved via reproduction from other birds. That's the only explanation that really makes sense.
Then we would have had the family tree as well. It would have been able to look it up. Like, it brings me to two conclusions, and this is what I want to share. It either had a family tree, and the other families, let's say they went extinct, and this one became just itself, just one, mm-hmm. or it was created.
Yeah, if things are independently created, then they shouldn't be related. But this thing is related. I'm gonna go over something else with the hierarchies. But Glowman, you said you wanted to add something.
Yeah, well, two things, I guess, technically. So first of all, a minute ago we agreed that humans would be something similar. Yet we know what some of our common ancestors are. We have been able to confirm that. In the case of this bird, we can also see other things that would have been from a similar branch. So I don't see what the issue is here, but right? It sounds like you're almost thinking of it in a linear country. Way.
There's nothing in that country where it is related, on top of it being an endemic species. So it's a monotypic species. Like I said, just like us, we are a monotypic species. It's just us.
Yeah, we did have other relatives like Neanderthals, but they're dead. Like that does happen.
I don't think so.
I don't really think Neanderthals are dead, or like
the missing link.
No, we didn't evolve from Neanderthals. They were just part of our group. Well, part of our genus.
I mean,
if you want to believe that,
that's your choice.
Well, their DNA was closer to us than any other type of organism that ever has existed, and it's literally what their name is. Their scientific name is Homo Neanderthalis, and we are Homo sapiens. It's categorically true, and it's evidently true.
Yeah, I don't really believe in that. I just think it's not categorically true, or what?
Like, they're literally called Homo Neanderthalis. That's their scientific name. And that is the argument you used for this bird. You appealed to their scientific name.
Yes, Dulus Dominicus. But what I'm saying about this specific bird is that on top of it being monotypic species, what does monotypic mean? Like, if you look it up, it means only one, related to one.
It would mean that it's the only one that's currently alive.
Oh, right? The only one that's currently alive. Related to itself, that it doesn't mean the only one being alive. If you look it up, if you look the definition up, it's pretty clear. So
yeah,
for me,
I have it pulled up here. Botanical nomenclature: a monotypic genus is a genus in the special case where a genus and a single species are simultaneously described. I don't see where there it's saying there are no common
ancestors. Species, exactly.
So it means it's the only member. So every species is unique. Is its own unique species, right? But then there are subspecies. But these monotypic, it says that it's also the only member of its genus. Now, I don't know that can happen because all others are extinct. So for humans, I'm pretty sure we're monotypic. I would guess. I mean, I can just look this up real quick. Human.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, human. So, but Neanderthals were Homo Neanderthalis. We were 99.something% genetically the same as them. We could interbreed with them. We did interbreed with them because people like me have a little bit of that DNA in us. But really quick, before we get on to that, I just want to
really
talk about
creation,
genus. Just really quick, let me do this. So whatever its, so its scientific name gives us the genus and the species, right? But those are not the only levels at which things are related. There's kingdom, phylum, class, order, and then there are like infraorders and subfamilies and blah, blah. We're not going to get into that because I don't really know much about it. But there's kingdom, phylum, class, order, family, genus, species, right? This is the only animal in its genus, but it's not the only animal in its order. It's in an order called...
It's family, it is. You were about to say family, and it is. It's the only member in its family.
No, I meant to say order because I'm looking at it right here. If it's the only, it's the only member of its own family. We can get into that, but the point is, its order is the Passeriformes. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but half of all birds are in there, right? So it's related at different levels. Like you and I are not brothers. You and I are not cousins. You and I are not third cousins. But there's definitely two people that had kids a long time ago that eventually had kids that we're both related to. So we're related in that, like, on a different level. And
how,
again,
how
if it
animals?
Wasn't a if it wasn't related to anything, it wouldn't be a bird. That's really the only argument we need here.
But you see, yeah, I mean, of course it is a bird. Of course it is a bird. But what
so
I'm
it's related
talking,
to birds. And it evolved
species,
from birds.
It's only member of its family.
Yes,
like
so
said,
are we.
You see how
but
canis,
we're apes.
Like dogs,
we're primates.
We can trace them. If evolution was completely real, we could have been able to trace it. Like we're able to trace dogs, or we're able to trace cats.
If we had omniscience, yes. We will never have all data. That's not possible, but that doesn't mean that the theory
is one bird.
Broken.
This is this one bird. It's a singularity, right? It's only a member of its family. Like you said,
yes,
we don't
it's
have
a bird,
whatever it is.
Meaning it's related to birds. It evolved from
but
other birds.
We're able to trace it. When we're talking about evolution, we can see these animals being watered down. And we can say, hey, they all, you know, these are dogs.
Okay.
These are canis. You know, we can say these are felines, right? But when it comes to this bird, this is just itself.
It's a bird! Like, what are you
itself, where did it come from? Where did it come from?
Other birds.
Where are the family
other
members?
Birds.
Where are the family members? Because this is
dead.
The only
other birds.
Where are the family members? That's what I'm saying. Like
other birds.
Different types of felines.
It's part of the Passeriformes. I don't know if I'm saying this right or whatever. It's part of that order. So that includes half of all birds.
But you see, okay, so I have a comment here. It says that they're extinct. So there's only two options, right, when it comes to this. There's only two options.
Probably.
The ancestors were extinct, right? We have to take into account that this species is also endemic. So you can only find it here. So we will be able to find fossils in the Dominican Republic. We don't have this information. We don't have it.
So because it's an island, it's totally possible that whenever its ancestor got to that island, because it's an island, so it's small, so we'd have small breeding population, and it's cut off from other populations, although Hispaniola is pretty close to other islands. It could have evolved into its own family and genus on that island, but it wasn't created on that island separately. Dude, you can't cut me off like that. It could have evolved into its own family and genus uniquely on that island, but the ancestors of the bird were birds that got there. The idea that this random type of unique life just was put on this one island and is not the product of evolution and is not the product of reproduction from other organisms completely falls apart when we look at the fact that it's a bird.
You mean like God put it here? Yeah, that's what I believe. Thank you. That's exactly what I believe.
I was saying that idea doesn't
God
make
put
sense.
It here, bro. That's exactly what I meant. Like what you said, that God put it here.
I know that's what you meant. I was talking about how that idea, and then he just rage quitted. Okay.